the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up!
On 99.7 DJX.
I ate too much meat yesterday.
Those are the first few words that you say.
I ate too much meat.
I ate too much meat.
Good morning, Kelly K.
Hi there.
I definitely had the meat sweats yesterday. I think my eyes were too big for my stomach. And
did you make some purchases where you were broadcasting? Because I saw you were selling meat.
I was selling meat. No, I did not. But
okay.
I did.
You already had the meat.
I did toss a couple steaks and some bratwurst on the grill.
Okay.
And
yeah.
My body wasn't prepared for the amount of meat I had.
You need to have like
to the point where
a talk with it first.
Like yesterday evening, I mean, we had it like it was more like a Linner's sort of meal yesterday. It was like a late lunch, early dinner type of meal.
All right.
But even late into the evening yesterday, I'm just like, wow. Mm. I had legit the sweats. Like I felt like sweaty. Like
meat sweats were real.
It was the meat sweats and they were real.
Physical.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have the same experience.
No, I did.
I kept myself to a burger.
Well, that's the good for you.
There you go.
For having self-control. I did not.
About it.
I didn't do the self-control.
Wow.
I got too excited, Kelly.
I get it. When you see your mouth making plans before more than your stomach could handle.
It was my first grilling experience of the entire year.
Oh, well, then you go nuts.
I got excited. I'm gonna go all in. And I did.
Okay.
And my wife was like, hey, you could take some of the leftovers for lunch tomorrow. I was like, no.
I'm just going to eat it all.
No, I had leftovers even. I even have leftovers.
Okay.
But
you have to take a breather now?
I couldn't look at it in the face and go,
gotcha.
I need more meat in my body.
You're not ready yet.
No, I wasn't ready for more meat in my body.
You're at that point where you wake up the next morning and you say, I'm never going to drink again.
Yeah, I'm never going to eat meat again.
That's where you are right now.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, take a breather.
So I brought a banana and I brought an apple. And that's what I'm going
to... probably best.
That's all I'm going
to
have.
To counteract your bad decisions.
Oh my gosh.
With the meat eating.
Yes.
A lot of meat. Okay, great.
How was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah. We went to Veterans Memorial Park over in J-Town. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it since they redid it.
Right.
Just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
They really did a great job over there. So spent some time over there. I think my daughter walked through a wedding.
All right.
It was rehearsal, I think. I'm not sure, though.
Okay.
To be fair, not sure if it was the real deal or the rehearsal. Could have been either or.
All right.
Underneath the little pavilion right by the playground. She just walks right through it.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Honey, she's like, well, it was shade and I was sweaty.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
no.
Like, well.
Can't blame her for that.
Okay. Just, wow. So sorry. Whatever was going on there. Hopefully it was just a rehearsal.
So, we're starting off great here this morning.
Yeah.
I've still got the meat sweats, I think.
Okay. Well, and I can't eat today because I'm having a little medical procedure tomorrow.
All right.
So I have my day of starvation, which I'm already hangry.
So we're kind of in the same boat, except...
A little.
Except you don't have the...
I didn't really earn it like you did.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I guess earn it.
Yeah.
Sure.
You earned it.
Today, Ariana Grande tickets, 8:15, phone tap, shower thoughts, setting the bar coming up here in just a couple minutes.
Your shower thoughts, I feel like maybe you just need to keep cleansing the meat sweats off you. Do you feel like you're still, it's still emanating from your pores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you licked my sweat, you'd probably taste
salty
steak.
Meat. All right.
Probably.
All right.
I'll tell you when I sweat.
Great.
I showered this morning, so I'm
good.
That's
good news.
Yeah.
All right. You're ahead of the game, Sparky.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I had to shower the bad regret.
Yeah. Hashtag meat regrets.
I know. I still smelled like the grill. So I was like, oof.
Yeah. I mean, hair tends to hang on to those smells.
Yeah, I know. I had to get rid of it.
You got a lot of...
I had to get rid of it.
Beard.
Yeah, for
sure. It's kind of like a smell trap.
All right, let's get it going. 5:40 here, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do when you get arrested. Again, we dive into this quite frequently, but we have these stories to help you, okay?
About 99% of the time, the person gets arrested in these stories, I think, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That said, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 90 and some clouds. There is an alert day tomorrow, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Some strong thunderstorms in the forecast, and then that even rolls into Thursday. At least we're not getting the severe weather that rolled through Indiana and into Dayton, Ohio yesterday. Man, there were some severe tornadoes and stuff like that that touched down. So
yeah,
it looks like just the thunderstorms and stuff like that are going to hit our area.
There's a pretty severe little storm that hit it and quit it on Sunday. It was like we were on our way to some friend's house to do a little cookout, and when I went into Kroger to get just burger patties, I was probably in the store less than 5 minutes, and I came out and it was just sheets. He even pulled up to the door. I had a little umbrella. I was soaked. The entire half of the car was soaked by the time I got in.
Yeah, I was mowing.
You were mowing when that happened.
I was mowing.
Yeah. Oh.
So I had to stop.
Did you take a pause?
I had to pause for a little bit.
All right.
Right, exactly.
That was weird.
Right.
That was just crazy.
Today, no rain. Clouds, though. 90 your high, and then the thunderstorms roll in for tomorrow, for Wednesday. On 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, coming up in just a few. I'm sitting, baby, there's nothing holding me back. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a DUI and then calling for a ride at the jail and having your ride get a DUI as well, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Together as friends, we need to look at our life choices.
We do. Started with Morgan Doran. She's 21 years old, pulled over for a DUI. Things kind of went downhill from there for Morgan.
Okay.
Taken into custody, charged with obviously a slew of different charges there. While in custody, she was told, call someone to pick you up.
Okay.
So she said, okay, I'm going to call my friend Sebastian.
I just probably left at a party.
So then Sebastian came to pick her up from the police station. He saunters in.
Saunters.
Waits inside the lobby.
Yeah.
And, you know, police officers are going by him. And
he's an interesting fella.
And they're like, kind of smell like alcohol.
Hey, sir.
Why don't you come over here? Yep, Sebastian ended up in custody as well. He was charged with DUI and reckless driving. So,
who was the next call? That's what I want to know.
Well, they wound up being released. They were like, for the love of God, do you have anybody who's sober who can pick you both up?
Probably not at this point.
And so then they finally found someone and they were released.
Uber probably would have been a better choice.
Pending court dates. You're right. You're right.
But maybe with having to pay to get out of the jail, they were low on funds.
Perhaps.
For the Uber.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a DUI and then calling a ride who is also drunk, you're doing okay.
Yeah, if we have been drinking and we need to get somewhere, let's call a rideshare service.
Yeah, there are plenty of those.
There's a lot
plenty of those right now.
Than fines to get out of jail.
Or, you know, killing someone or
that
yourself.
That too. That's the worst part.
So there you go. That's Side of the Bar, guys, on 99.7. East Side. She used to meet me on ice in the city where the sun don't set. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, 90 your high, 77 right now. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hi.
Good morning there, Kat.
Good morning.
All right, feel good. Do this every single hour, brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. So, tell you, there was a kind of a scary situation, you know, when the fire department had to be called to this woman's house there in Virginia after she was trying to bake a potato in the microwave, wrapped it in a paper towel, which I guess is a no-no. It started to smoke, and so kind of started a little mini fire there. And
typically, you put them wrapped in plastic wrap. You can they're little steamable ones. I've done that before. Not foil.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, no.
Regardless, she had kind of panicked, threw it into the sink right before the firefighters got there, and it, you know, filled the house kind of with smoke. It was that bad. So afterwards, the fire department's deputy chief decided, you know what? Poor lady. Make a quick Wendy's trip.
She just wanted a tater.
I know. Returned with fresh baked potato for the homeowner.
There it is.
There it is, right there.
That is fantastic. Yes. They're like, you know what? You know who I know has great baked potatoes? Wendy's.
All right.
Yes.
I know a guy.
Yes.
The department was unclear on whether or not they actually sprung for a loaded baked potato with chili and cheese or just the standard sour cream and chives. So we don't know
what level
of baked potato they got from Wendy's.
Well, nor what she wanted. I mean, she may not wanted it fully loaded like that.
Yeah. Could you have imagined if the fire department was like, hey, you know, sorry about that. You know, I know we came out to your place. You ruined your potato and, you know, now your house is going to be fumigated and all that because of all the smoke. And here's a nice loaded baked potato. And she's like, yeah, I don't like chili.
I just wanted the butter and the sour cream.
That's all I wanted was butter and sour cream. Anyways, that should feel good.
We're going to choose to think she didn't do that.
No.
We're going to choose to think she was just like, she was grateful. Oh, my.
Yeah, they took a nice photo for Facebook and everything and all's well.
That's above and beyond the Call of Duty.
There you go. Oh, she's sweet, but a psycho. Let go. At night, she's screaming, my mind. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. The All Access Summer kicks off today here in just a couple hours, about 8:15, powered by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Tickets to Ariana Grande, her show, Bridgestone Arena. That is coming up, maybe next week?
Not sure.
Week and a half. It's like June 7th,
I
want to say.
It's fun. Nash Vegas.
Yeah, for sure. So be listening right about 8:15 or so. Your opportunity to pick up some Ariana Grande tickets all this week here with the All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital on 99.7 DJX. You have anything you're working on here next?
Oh, there's many things.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fantastic little version maybe you haven't seen yet of the number one movie at the box office. It's a new version.
I actually did see it over the weekend.
Did you?
I did. I took my daughters.
Yeah, you were in the theater.
I was.
You beat me to the punch.
All right, we'll get to that after Panic at the Disco. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So over the weekend at the box office, Disney's live action Aladdin broke some records there. Over $100 million opening weekend, $105 million for the four-day opening for Memorial Day. That's sixth among the highest openings for Memorial Day weekend. I contributed to about $40 to that whole gross. So yeah, as we kind of predicted on Friday, Avengers Endgame and John Wick Chapter 3, those were kind of like 2 and 3 there, which was expected. Detective Pikachu fourth. Oh.
My poor boyfriend.
Yeah, and Brightburn was number 5 over the weekend at the box office.
Never heard of Brightburn.
Yeah, so there
what
you
about
go.
Booksmart.
But yeah, I don't know where Booksmart fell either.
Bookworm? What was that one?
It was Booksmart.
Okay.
But yeah, the Aladdin, that was number 1 over the weekend at the box office.
And so here's the thing. I have not seen it yet in the theater, but of course, James Corden does this occasionally where he invites some stars from a major movie. And they decide to recreate it in Crosswalk the Musical. Aladdin got the treatment this time.
The traffic is real and it's dangerous. Okay? So let's bring it in. Yes. Let's give them a show. Everybody, hands in. Everybody say Crosswalk.
Crosswalk.
Say Aladdin.
Aladdin.
They're ready to go.
Who's the real star?
So James is playing Abu.
Sure.
The monkey.
We could have said Genie. We should have said Genie.
What's that? They're literally in the middle of traffic.
Let's get out there.
At a red light.
Right.
Mr. Man, what's your name? Whatever, what would your pleasure be? Let me take your order, I'll jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me.
There you go.
Friends do this.
They got pyro.
In the middle of the street?
Yes.
Wow.
They're dancing on magic carpets.
Can your friends go?
Tap dancing.
Sure. I will say that my daughter said that Will Smith's Aladdin or Genie looked like Sean T from the those like workout fitness videos.
Uh-huh.
She was like, "Is that Sean T?"
Uh-huh.
No, it's not Sean T.
Uh-oh,
they're getting honked.
Oh, they're getting honked at.
Okay.
It's kind of fantastic.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, you can see the entire thing is like 11 and a half minutes of awesomeness. It's up a double.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 629. I know we've talked about this before. How long do you think you could plank? A few minutes?
How long do I think I can plank?
Yeah.
Not that long.
90 seconds?
No.
Kat, what about you?
I don't know. I used to be able to, in high school, hold it for, I'm not kidding, like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But at this point in my life, probably like 30 seconds.
Yeah, my daughters used to have like planking competitions with one another. But anyways, I bring this up to say that Dana, she's a Canadian, and she broke the world record for the longest plank. 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Dana, stop it. Get a hobby. This is wrong. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's too much. That's excessive.
I mean, she beat the record by almost an hour.
Okay.
What's the point of this?
Dana, I don't know. To get in the record book?
To do it.
Yeah.
Just to prove you can do it.
Could she walk afterwards?
I couldn't imagine. Her core is, probably.
She must have a core of steel.
Right. Right. So anyways, Dana, she is a Canadian, beat the record by 50 minutes at the first ever International Plank Training Conference.
Like, how much of an overachiever do you need to be to not just, you know, like you could go a minute over and be like, I beat it. 50 minutes.
Well, maybe she was.
That's excessive.
Maybe she was comfortable.
Apparently
and she was just
she
like,
was.
Hey.
This feels good.
I'm still good. Let's
My
ride
back
it.
Feels great.
Let's ride it.
She's probably like reading books.
My elbows are awesome.
It. She's hanging.
I know. I would hope that someone would like slip an iPad underneath her with like some sort of movie or something. Hey, do you want us to change it? Yeah. Can you turn it on British Baking Show? Thanks.
British Baking Show.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. Planking record's been set. Coming up next, it is the number one most clicked on podcast from this past weekend. Do you have any idea?
I have no guesses. None.
I have an idea.
I don't want to know, honestly.
I will give you a small little hint.
Not that one. 'Cause I'm a mother lover. Yes. All right. All right, gosh. I thought it was the other one. Okay.
So there you go. That is the number one most listened to podcast over the weekend. We've got it for you coming up here next. It's your family secret
I'm
from
glad
Friday.
It's not Purple Nurple because my kids have been saying that incessantly.
On 99.7 DJX.
JX.
Every week, right about this time, we're up our show as a little forum for you to let a secret out. It's family secrets. A lot of times, we just contact you, let you tell the story, because you know the story, you live it.
This message made me snort, and I didn't think it could really be legit, and then I just kind of thought we were just going to like let this simmer like off the air, like we were just going to be the ones to enjoy it.
Or not even address it at all.
Right, just going to be shoved aside, and when I left, that's where I thought we were living.
Because quite honestly, when I got the message, we're like, there's no way this is true. But then we started thinking.
There must be a reason why they reached out.
Right? So I figured the only way to do it justice was to recreate it.
Okay, and I am going to be transparent, fully transparent. I have not heard this.
No.
I'm going
Neither
to experience
I, yeah.
it for the first time with you.
So this is Family Secret as recreated. And again, I took artistic liberties with who and how they sound.
You're guessing because you didn't
have
get a chance
no
to talk
idea.
To them.
Nope, didn't get to talk to them.
Okay.
So this is your Family Secret as interpreted by me.
Oh, do you have music?
On 99.7 DJX.
Okay.
Hey guys, how y'all doing? That's where we start.
I love it already.
I thought I had this secret for the past couple months. Well, turns out, got two big secrets.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, two for the price of one.
All right, what do you got? I've finally somehow come to terms with it, and I'm ready to share with somebody. Y'all ready? You better be sitting down.
I am.
All right, we're sitting
down. All righty, we're here for it.
Ready to go. I accidentally have been hooking up with my best friend's mom for 2 months.
Whoa!
That's a big secret.
Whoa!
Best friend's mom?
Y'all stop fooling. Cougars are my thing. I feel really bad.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
He doesn't even know.
Okay,
it's probably best.
I hope not.
Probably best.
And we're all supposed to go out on the boat on the lake this weekend, and that's kind of awkward enough.
Yeah.
But here comes the plot twist.
Wait, hang on a second.
Plot twist.
Grab the popcorn. This sounds fun.
All right. Again, this is Family Secrets, as recreated by me. Sit your fannies down and listen. Hang on.
Our butts are ready.
Okay.
I was adopted as a baby. Y'all following?
Yes.
Hey, okay, yeah.
I'm following.
The only thing I ever knew was that my mom was a teenager. And so several weeks ago, I started a search for my biological mama.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, medical reasons and stuff,
yes.
Right? Okay, sure. We got it. Yeah.
Got it.
Y'all know where this is headed.
I think I do.
Oh, gosh.
Don't say it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. I might have accidentally sort of beat my mom.
Oh, yeah.
My best friend is actually my brother.
Oh!
And I didn't just hook up with his mom, but my own mom.
Oh!
Oh, man. I feel like I've got to throw up.
Yeah! Totally.
I just got the confirmation like yesterday that she's legit my mom and like my biological mother.
Okay, there's no way this is real.
No way. Are we Maury Povich sure?
I really want to tell him that we're brothers.
Uh-huh.
And it makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
That we get along so well.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But obviously,
right,
there are going to be some complications in this whole matter.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh my God.
I can't handle this.
I can't handle it.
Your artistic expression in interpreting this message we got is amazing.
Thank you.
Well, that's my story.
Okay.
This is Bubba the Mother Lover signing off.
Oh my God.
This is over the top. This is over the top.
I've been so nauseous and giddy. Now I get why you snorted.
Yeah.
It's an uncomfortable snort.
Oh, God.
You don't know what to do with yourself.
Again. I don't even think this cannot be real. Shelby says, shut up. Are they in Kentucky?
Yeah, of course they are.
Maybe that is why this person did not want to be contacted.
Probably, I'm guessing. But I can only assume that you were spot on 100% with how that guy probably sounded. Your artistic liberties were probably spot on.
This is Bubba the Mother Lover, signing off.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
If you miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click on podcast on the way. It gets a little more awkward as Kelly and I stand in the shower and ponder life and the big decisions things that happen.
Why? Why do we follow that with that? Why?
Because our show is special.
It's too soon. Well, maybe we need to cleanse all of that off of us. Maybe that's right. Maybe it's appropriate.
Maybe. That's what it is.
Maybe.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Shower thoughts coming up on 99.7. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, Bridgestone Arena, Nashville. We got those tickets for you as part of the All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. So your opportunity to see Ariana Grande in Nashville coming up. When we give you tickets at about 8:15 here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next, we all kind of just stand in the shower and awkwardly ponder life. It's like those weird random things hit your head while you're in the shower.
We're just going to work it out.
I'm just going to work it out.
Yeah.
You say we all. It's more like you two, and then I just stand there and awkwardly watch.
Well, yeah, and then that's weird too.
You don't have to watch.
I'll look the other way.
I'd encourage you not to.
Turn a blind eye.
Yeah.
Well, play Post Malone, then shower with us next. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. You can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get podcasts, you can get live radio, all that. The sound of Kelly and I standing awkwardly in the shower. And when those weird random thoughts hit you, a lot of times that's where you are. And that's why we highlight shower thoughts.
Like, you know what a ceiling fan is? You know?
You've seen a ceiling fan, right?
Yeah, I've
heard. You know ceiling fans?
I've heard of them. Mm-hmm.
A ceiling fan is a little like a helicopter who gave up on his dream and joined a 9-to-5 job. A little bit, right? Isn't it? Kind of? Same thing, right?
Helicopter's like, you know what? I'm just going to hang out at this house.
Yeah.
I'm going to move the air around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to work that hard. Like, I'm not going to, like, lift an aircraft.
No.
No?
I'm not going to lift a person. I'm just going to
cool off that
here.
Person laying down right
yeah,
there.
He has one job.
Yeah. No.
That's easier.
Yeah, you know what?
That's easier.
That's respectable.
Yeah.
It's respectable.
The 9-to-5-er.
Speaking of. telephone poles are just trees that got a job.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
The same vein. Telephone is like, you know, the forest is over there and like, look at Bob over there.
The forest is being lazy.
Thinks he's being all special. He's carrying electricity to all these other people.
Right.
Yeah, what's up? What's up with that?
It's the alpha tree.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of random. Random today.
Yeah, it's a little.
Really random.
We really need. Are these things that need to be contemplated?
Shower thoughts.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Hey, but you know what? And, you know, it's pool season. A lot of pools opened up this past weekend. You know, if you swallow water in a pool.
Yeah.
You're actually just drinking human broth.
Yeah.
Delicious.
It's like drinking bath water. Ew.
Yeah, that too.
It really
Same
is.
Thing, really.
It really is.
Except you get the extra added chemicals.
Oh, delicious.
Pools, right?
All right, one more. Shower thoughts. You know, farting while you sleep is just how your butt snores. Just.
Oh, God.
Just thought of that.
Did your wife point that out to you? I feel like she would have pointed that out to you. Like, how are you going to know you're sleeping?
She's like, you're snoring. I'm like, I do? She's like, well, your butt is.
Your snoring smells bad.
There you go. That's shower thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. We should stop thinking in
right,
the shower.
Right, we definitely should. On 99.7.
Shut it down.
DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This day that you're probably going to want to head out to Holiday World. So Mac has got your chance to win some tickets for Holiday World Splash Safari. All this week, starting at about 5:30 in the afternoon. So be listening for that. This afternoon around 5:30, Holiday World tickets for you on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything is cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. What's his name? Lemuel Buster?
Mr. Buster,
sure. He is a ref there for volleyball. And he's been working there at the Paulding County Parks and Rec Department for a long time. His grandfather, he's a veteran.
This is in Georgia, right?
Yeah, in Georgia, right.
And it's like a bunch of, I think they're around 13 years old is the age group that he refs for.
Yeah, so he's 76 years old. His car broke down, but, you know, he wanted to make sure that he was getting to the games because he was the ref, right? So he had to rent a car to make sure he didn't ever miss a game. So community members there heard about this, and they were like, you know what? We can help. So they started collecting donations, and one of the fathers actually owns a used car lot, so he was like, well, maybe I can do something too. So they got them together and they presented him with some gift cards, some money.
Three meals from McDonald's, a $25 Walmart card, $1,000
in cash. And then they took him outside and gave him a Chrysler Sebring convertible.
It's already done. Your cash is yours. You don't have to use it for the card.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so
the cash
just
is
drive
his.
Home.
He yep. didn't need it to nope. like pay for the car. They said registration's taken care of. Just drive home.
Yep. Aww. So they literally hooked him up with a Chrysler Sebring convertible, and so he can get to the games now.
And you know where he said he was going first? He said he was going to church.
There you go. Yeah. No.
He was so overwhelmed. It's such a great video.
Yeah. A lot of people sent us that video, and thank you because that was certainly one of those cool videos that you see, and you're just like, yeah,
yes,
that's neat. Community rallying behind one of its own and helping them out. So
it's so great.
There
he
you
was
go.
So overwhelmed.
A little feel good there for you. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. Lil Nas X there, 99.7 DJX. What did he say? He tweeted something over the weekend.
Yeah, he said that if that song hits Diamond.
Diamond, yeah.
That he was going to send all of his followers Phineas and Ferb Season 3.
Season 3 on Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Yeah, there you
so,
go.
So there you They're go. Good. Get in on that. Follow him if you want that.
Text message 502-571-9970. I always think it's funny when we get these random texts, and I know they're clearly not intended for us.
Uh-oh.
But it's from Mickey. Mickey writes, hey, Nicole, it's Mickey with this realty team. I wanted to email you some listings. Any specific neighborhoods you want to see? And then emails back or text back a day later. Hey, thank you for registering on myfloridarealtor.com. How's the home search going? Are there any particular areas you're interested in?
Oh my, yes, all of them.
Text back a couple days after that.
Really?
Yeah. Hi, Nicole. I sent you an email yesterday. Do you prefer to be contacted through call or text?
Oh, definitely call.
It's like, okay, I love how someone, maybe in Florida, wound up giving this person a fake number.
Oh, no.
Like, and gave them our request line.
Oh, boy.
So it reminds me, remember, like, that tweet that was a couple years ago that was like, jokes on you, hot chick at the bar who just gave me a radio station's phone number. I just won Harlem Globetrotter tickets and a Bud Light poncho. Yeah, I mean, how many times have we, like, been used as a fake number for someone?
But you know what? I'm okay with that. We're here for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever you need.
That's right.
Whatever we're helping. You need. I think we're helping.
I need kind to of. Remember to do that when I go out on my weekends, because then I just get people's numbers and I don't want them and it's yeah. awkward. Well, we can have so much fun with it.
And then you're like, hey, here's my number. Okay, I'm going to speak slowly. It's 571-9970. Yeah, if you say it like that, maybe they won't know. So anyways, I just thought it was funny that we got Florida Realty places hitting us up on the text line.
Hey, maybe we'll get some really nice beach houses sent our way.
Hey, maybe. You never know.
Maybe the show needs a beach house.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJ. Well, he's still at it. James Holzhauer. Jeopardy. He broke the $2 million record.
Yeah, we watched him.
$2 million. So he's only just couple hundred thousand dollars away from Ken Jennings and breaking Ken Jennings' record. But Ken did it in like 74 games. And so far, James Holzhauer has only, 28th games to get
it?
Over, $2 million. Total prize winnings, $2.1 million.
Wowie, wow.
So yeah, Ken Jennings is $2.5 million. They're the only two players ever in Jeopardy to reach the $2 million mark. And yeah, his winnings on Monday, on Memorial Day, were just shy of the one-day record of $131,000. He literally earned $130,000 on Monday's episode.
Holy cow.
I mean, when the day I saw him, he only barely squeaked by with like 50-some thousand. He got 130. That is insane.
Do you think that they're like scrambling to try to find like harder and harder and harder questions, categories, all that?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just and you need to find contestants, obviously, who can try to give him a run for his money.
Exactly.
Man.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he looks like he is going to, I mean, if that continues, it'd probably be another 10 days before he breaks Ken Jennings' record, which, you know, was set back in 2004, so 15 years, I think you're good.
It's a good run.
Yeah, it's a good run.
Maybe they're, like, talking to his friends and family and saying, okay, what doesn't he pay attention to?
Yes.
What doesn't he know?
Right.
Kardashians?
It's like, it's like with KB Kelly every week. Kelly's like, don't talk to me about The Office. Yes. Don't talk to me about sports.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about
it's
any
the Kardashians.
That. Right, right,
that's
right.
That's it. Yeah.
So, yeah, he is at 2.19, basically $2.2 million right now.
He's still ruling planet Earth.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's your Jeopardy update. 28th straight victory there on 99.7 EJX.
I knew like three questions last night too.
Did you really?
Oh,
you're
my
so
gosh.
Smart.
Biggest victory. I'm like, yeah. It had to do with like song lyrics. So, I mean, you know,
so
I should know
so
a
you're
couple
saying,
of those.
So you're saying that you could at least be good for a couple answers.
Well, yeah. Listen, that is like the biggest victory in my life. If I know the answers to a couple of Jeopardy questions, I feel so smart.
I know. That is one of those game shows where you're like, unlike Wheel of Fortune, where you're just like, okay. If you're good at Scrabble, you're like, okay, maybe
okay,
I'm good
yeah.
at that.
Sure.
I mean, if it's any of those other game shows, you're like, okay. Or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, when that was on, that was, you know, the multiple choice questions.
Yeah.
A lot of times you're like, all right, well, you know, I have choice this, this, or this. Jeopardy, though.
You gotta be smart.
You gotta be smart to even compete.
You gotta be a smarty, smart, smart.
All right, so there you go. James Holzhauer living his best life.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Nearing the end of the school year, so, you know, what happens when a group of teachers wants us to call one of their friends?
Oh, boy.
Who's getting set to retire? Okay.
It's gonna be fun.
We will. That is your phone tap on the way here in just a few minutes on 99.7.
Oh, God, I'm saying wow. Bands in my pocket, it's on me. And your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You guys saw where Adam Levine is now saying goodbye to The Voice, right?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't know that he had been on there from the beginning 16 seasons.
Yeah.
I didn't know The Voice had been on for 16 seasons.
Okay, maybe that's why.
16 seasons.
But to be real, the only time I ever check in with a show is just to kind of see the Adam Blake bromance. That's really all I care about.
Right. So Gwen Stefani, who was a judge on the show, she's going to be replacing Adam Levine, and that'll reunite Blake Shelton.
That'll be
and
the
Gwen Stefani,
the bromance,
I guess. But it's weird because they're boyfriend girlfriend, you know. So it's Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Blake Shelton, and then Gwen Stefani. Now that Adam has said farewell after 16 seasons,
did he ever win?
Three times, I think they said.
Okay,
yeah, he won three times in 16. So I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know what the odds are. Maybe. Not too bad.
But again, it's just sad that you really don't ever hear from the winner of that show again, do you?
Well, honestly,
are
you really
haven't. Are they stars in other realms that we don't know about?
I mean, there, like we played Allie Brooke for a little bit, and she got her start on like one of those talent shows. So, I mean, there are some of them, but a lot of them don't win. They get far.
Discovered. They get some exposure.
Yeah, they get discovered, and then they just kind of go out on their own. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably best that he gets back into the studio and you know, focuses on Maroon 5, because I think it was probably pretty hard for him to juggle both.
I would think.
So.
Let's hope he's going to be all right.
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
Gosh, prayers for Adam Levine.
Pour one out for Adam Levine.
Oh, Adam Levine, I hope. I hope all is well for him.
Leaving the job.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, speaking of leaving the job, when you retire, you might expect a call from Robert Hassenpepper.
Should we call Adam Levine? He's retiring from The Voice.
Right, Mary. Phone tap coming up after Demi Lovato, DJX.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Katie wrote to us. She said, the school year's almost done. The receptionist at the middle school where I work is retiring. Do you think we could give her a send-off by having you call with a little phone tap?
Send-off.
Renee is a real sweetheart. I think you could have some fun with calling her.
All right, so, you know, when you retire, expect a call from Robert Hassenpepper.
Good morning, middle school. This is Renee.
Hi, Renee. The name's Robert Hassenpepper, and I got a question about the play.
Oh, the school musical? Yeah, sure. What do you need to know?
Well, my nephew's in the play, and I'd like to come and see it.
Sure. It's next Thursday and Friday at 7, and you can get tickets at the door.
All right. How is the seating arranged?
Well, it's in the gym, so it's just folding chairs, and it's first come, first serve.
All right. Is there a balcony or any boxes?
Boxes? I mean, it's in the gym. I mean, do you mean boxes like to sit on?
Oh, no, ma'am. A box, like in a theater.
I don't know what you mean.
You know, in a theater. To the side of the stage, there are those boxes that people can sit in and look down at the stage from there.
Okay, yeah. No, it's actually, no, this is pretty basic. It's just like in our middle school gym. So it's just folding chairs in rows.
All right. Well, that's actually good to know, because I prefer not to sit in one of those boxes. They make me a little nervous.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Can I ask you, will there be security?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, see, here's the thing, Renee. It's going to sound weird, but I look a lot like Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Well, yes, and as you probably remember, things didn't work out so well the last time Abraham Lincoln went to a play.
Right?
Too soon.
So whenever I go to a play, there's a part of me that wonders whether the same thing will happen to me, you see?
Okay, really?
Well, yeah, I've always looked like him. I'm really tall, and when I was young, I looked like young Abe. Now that I'm older with my beard, I look like Abe the President.
You have an Abe Lincoln beard.
Yeah, it's just like his. Big beard, no mustache. I look like a $5 bill.
If I can ask where this is going, I'm just not sure. I mean, why do you have the beard?
Well, the women love it, you see. They think it makes me look distinguished.
Okay.
And the tall hat. I wear the tall hat. They love that, too.
Okay, so, right. Okay, so you're a tall guy, and you have the beard, and you wear this big Abraham Lincoln hat?
That is correct, ma'am. You know, there are a lot of women out there who really are into history, and they get very turned on by a man like me.
Okay, sir, I've got to go.
Yeah, I understand. I'm like a hot version of Abe Lincoln, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I guess,
Right, sure. Right. Well, you can see my problem, though. I know what happened to Abraham Lincoln, so whenever I go see a play, I worry sometimes about my fate.
It's a middle school play in a gym. Okay, I don't think that you're really in any kind of danger.
All right.
I mean, I don't know how else to help you, sir. I mean, maybe don't wear the big hat if you don't want to stand out.
Good point.
Well, that is very comforting, Renee. Thank you very much. And I'm just thankful that I have a job where people don't have to see me on the regular every single day. Wouldn't you like to know where I work?
Sure. What kind of job do you have?
Well, you see, I'm on the radio. You see, I'm on 99.7 DJX, and it's Ben Davis. And I call people like you at the phone tap.
Wait a second, what?
Renee!
Oh,
hey, Renee! Katie and your friends over there at the office wanted me to mess with you before you retire.
Oh my god, that is so funny. You guys are so crazy.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thank you for your service, Renee.
Yes, absolutely. And why don't you just try not to look like Abraham Lincoln?
Right. Just don't look like Abraham Lincoln.
You're real stressed
dummy.
About it. You know what? Too soon.
Sorry.
Let's not.
That was hot button topic. Sorry. I don't mean to pull politics into this, but hot button.
Dang
sorry.
It. Stop dividing the nation.
That's your phone tap. Taylor, 99.7 DJX, and yes.
Pro tip, if you get a chance to interview her, don't ask her about having kids.
Yeah, she recently said, when asked, hey, you're turning 30 in December. Any plans of settling down? She was like, you know what? Guys aren't asked that question.
I'm
not going to answer that question.
Ooh, it's like, oh, right. Listen, Taylor doesn't play when it comes
she
to
doesn't,
interviews
for sure.
and the way she's treated and handled.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, I know we've had the privilege of speaking to Taylor several times and they're very careful about what we can and cannot ask.
Yes, we are given some things like, hey, don't say this, don't say that, don't ask about that.
One of my questions about, was it farting?
I feel like.
Got nixed?
Maybe.
I don't know. It probably wasn't a well-crafted question.
I don't think it was.
Quite honestly.
You didn't fully work it out.
You know, looking back on it, maybe not even approaching Taylor Swift's team with that sort of question would have been the right thing to do, but.
You might have actually almost been in danger of getting us just completely axed from the schedule.
Well, then there's that, too.
There is that.
So,
I mean. What did you ask? Were you like, what do your farts smell like? Have you farted on a date? Where are you going?
It wasn't like a what's your flavor? It was more I don't even remember, but I think it had something to do with farting. So anyways, all right, pro tip, two pro tips. One,
two pro tips.
One, don't ask her about kids. And don't ask her about farting, okay? I know from personal experience about the other, okay? About the latter.
And usually don't ask about her boyfriends. They never want you to ask about the love life. Like,
right.
That's no, stay away.
Right, look at that. Ben and Kelly,
yeah,
show the cares.
That.
Show the cares.
Ask her about her cats.
Sure. Sam Smith, 99.7 DJ. It's Ben Dan and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Coming up in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, about 8:15, a shot for you to win Ariana Grande tickets for her show down in Nashville with the All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital.
It'll be pretty easy and fairly obvious.
Yep. 8:15 all this week on 99.7 DJX. I ate too much meat.
Do you have the meat sweats? Like after effect?
So yesterday, opened the grill for the very first time in the grilling season.
My eyes
were a little bit bigger than my stomach.
Yeah.
And I was like, girls, let's do this. And so, my wife and I were like, all right, let's do a couple steaks for us. We'll do some bratwurst for the girls. And they all wanted that. And so I'm like, I'm grill master. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, you know what we should do? We should one up the steaks. We should toss a little crab and a little stuff on top of it. I was like, yeah, like a little asparagus, like go Oscar style. I was like, okay. Yeah. I can live this bougie life for like a hot second.
Uh-huh. This is very
so
bougie.
Yeah, for yeah. sure. So I'm like, grill master there.
You ate too much.
I legit had the meat sweats. And even this morning, I'm like, can't. I can't even look at meat.
If we licked your arm right now, you'd taste like a salty steak.
Probably. You want to try?
No.
I'm real good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
Thanks
right.
for offering, though.
Yeah. No.
Are you
no,
going to make it through? I don't know. See, listen, you brought just an apple and an orange. Did you already eat?
I ate the banana.
Oh, God. Listen.
Trying to keep myself regular.
That does things to you.
I know, but I'm trying to balance out all the meat I had. I had too much meat in my body yesterday. I had way too much meat in my body.
There are people hearing this, not necessarily knowing the context, and they're driving off the road.
Listen, there comes a time and a place when a man has to have some meat.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I just had too much meat.
You had too much meat.
Did you?
And I wish I could.
I regulated my meat.
I wish I could have.
You know?
I wish I could have hit a button and said, you know what? I'm tapping out.
I kept it under control.
Listen. And listen, my wife kept it under control. She was like, you know what? I'm gonna. This was a lot. I'm just gonna save.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope.
You know your limits.
No, I'm still going in hard.
You need to know your meat limits.
I didn't know my meat limits. I guess I got so excited.
How much meat did you have?
I probably had a good half a steak with
That's it?
The stuff. That was it was a big steak.
Okay.
But anyway.
Did you spend some time on the toilet?
I
gotta go through phases.
We don't need to go there. Definite phases.
Like, he's at the point now where, you know, you have a night of drinking and then the next morning you say, I'm never going to drink again.
Right.
So he's at the, I'm never going to eat meat again.
Yeah, because my wife was like, hey, yeah, you could take some of the leftovers tomorrow to work. I was like, ooh, too soon.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, too soon.
Yeah. So, you got to take a breather. You got to take a little break. Wait, you went vegan for a while.
Well, yeah,
you're not gonna go that far.
No. I mean, I'll probably be back on the meat train, you know, probably tonight.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Tonight.
Yeah. I'll probably saddle back up on the meat
That's
horse
great.
there tonight. But
I'll make sure you Instagram it.
DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, less than 10 minutes from your opportunity to win some tickets for Ariana Grande at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville with the All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. That's pretty cool.
That's a mouthful. It's a lot. Yeah.
Good thing I'm a professional.
Yes.
Good thing.
A professional pronunciator.
That's right. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Man, there was a lot of Louisville on national television yesterday.
Look at that.
Yeah, shout out to the Louisville Orchestra for making a big old piece at the CBS Sunday Morning.
Louisville, Kentucky has gotten used to the fact.
Oh, Louisville, Kentucky!
Louisville, Kentucky.
That the maestro rides his bike to concerts.
Yeah, they had a huge piece about the Louisville Orchestra on CBS Sunday Morning. I guess it would have been on Sunday a couple
and
days ago. Yeah.
It's conductor.
Yeah, Teddy Abrams.
No limo, no tux for him. At 32, Teddy Abrams is the youngest conductor of a major orchestra in the United States.
Yep.
Look at that.
And in Louisville, if it's possible for a classical musician, he's a rock star.
Yeah!
Yeah!
But yeah, they had a huge, like, six-minute piece about Louisville and about the orchestra and about how he has revitalized just the orchestra here locally, and then even
he's trying to bring younger audiences. Increase
the audience by like 30%, and yeah, he's attracting younger audience because he's bringing like rappers on stage. You got Jim James from My Morning Jacket coming up on stage.
He's making it cool.
Yeah,
yeah. The orchestra is cool, kids.
Right. So there's a whole lot of Louisville happening on national television there Sunday morning. So yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, shout out to Teddy Abrams and all those members of the Louisville Orchestra, which my brother-in-law is actually
a violist.
Yeah,
you have a family member.
I do. So there you go. I posted it on Facebook, but yeah, we'll tweet it out also, so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 JX. Mary Morris there in the middle, 99.7 JX with Zed. It's kind of funny. She tweeted the other day, I witnessed a couple girls holding hands, walking down the street, singing one of her songs, not knowing that they literally walked right past her. It was the cutest thing ever.
Oh, that's adorable.
I know. How funny would that be? If you're like rocking out to Taylor Swift or something and, oh, she walked right by.
Well,
kind of fun moment there.
Most people would recognize Taylor Swift.
Well, she's a little recognized.
Or Maren Morris. I mean, she's pretty popular now. She is like kind of the new Taylor Swift for country. Like,
okay.
She is skating that line of pop and country right now where, you know, she did the middle there and now the mass quantities know her. And it's just going to be a minute before we see some more stuff cross over for her.
Do they know her face as well as Taylor Swift?
Yeah, well, probably
that's
not, right?
Like, we know her voice and her name.
Well, Taylor does a great job on Instagram and everything, like, social media-wise, putting her face out there. And I think Ben's right. I think give it, like, a year or two, and Maren Morris
is going to be the
super
next,
popular.
Yeah, next Taylor Swift. But, hey, we've been talking way too much. I know we're a couple minutes late. Sorry, 8:15 was promised. I know, 8:15 was promised.
Switch gears.
Ariana Grande. It's a concert at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena, and we've got a pair of tickets for you all this week right about this time.
Just going to offer them up just like that?
502-571-9970. Ninth caller will hook you up.
It's a classic call-in.
That's right. And it's the all-access summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital.
Wait, I don't have to do the tweeter or something like that?
No tweeter, nothing
well,
like
I'm
that.
Do like a keyword on the website or anything
no,
like that?
No.
Do I have to decode anything? Do I have to have a special decoder ring?
Instant gratification, okay?
Is there a puzzle?
Ninth caller, 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up.
Sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is an all-access summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital and Ariana Grande tickets to give away. Matthew, you're a winner.
Yes.
Matthew, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, Matthew, congratulations. You've got yourself a pair of tickets for Ariana Grande, Nashville, Bridgestone Arena, June 7th.
Yes, thank you so much.
Matthew, what's your favorite Ariana Grande song?
Oh, my gosh. I love them all.
Well, congratulations, man.
Too overwhelmed right now.
I love them all.
Yes.
I love them all.
All right.
We've got tickets all this week at 8:15 to win, to see Ariana Grande in Nashville on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital, the all-access summer there. So, your next shot. Mañana. That is tomorrow.
Ah, oh, look at that.
Look at me. On 99.7 DJX.
You're bilingual.
Yeah. Yeah, all that. Hey, do we need to toss this out there? Or this out there? For there is a... There have been two sightings. Two mysterious sightings within days of one another.
Okay.
That happened in the state of Georgia. That we should probably dive into.
I'm in. I'm all about this stuff. I'm all about it.
Okay. Let me play Juice WRLD.
Really? Do we have to?
Yeah.
You get us all excited about it. Then you're just like, hang on, pump the brakes.
That's how I got to do.
Really?
That's how I got to do. Oh. It's 99.7 JX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get our live radio. You can get our podcast, all that there. So I don't know how in 2019 we can still live in a world where there are so many mysterious creatures that no one has any 100% factual evidence exist. Things like, you know, the Loch Ness Monster, which obviously is one of those creatures of lore no one really knows exists. Bigfoot being another one.
Of course.
So
there are pictures, but we just don't know how real they are.
Within a week's time, there have been two reported sightings of Bigfoot in Northeast Georgia.
Yes. Hanging out in Georgia?
In Georgia.
Okay.
So the first report happened back on Wednesday, right? And Expedition Bigfoot is the Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
They wrote that the driver braked when he saw what was described as a very dark, 7 to 8 foot tall, hairy, two-legged creature with a pointed head.
That is the perfect description of Bigfoot, is it not?
Right.
From everything we've seen and heard.
A pointy head?
Arms were very long.
Yes, walked they do with have a pointy head.
Yeah, arms extended from his sides.
Yeah.
So, ran back into the woods. So, fast forward several days, just on Memorial Day, someone commented on that post and said, "Hey, I saw one too. I saw a black gray one in a county that's close by there in Northeast Georgia."
What was that one doing? Shopping at the grocery store?
Shopping at the grocery store. That one says it was walking through a field.
Walking through a field.
Early in the morning, knelt down at a branch where there were trout present.
Ah!
I don't know. Okay,
he's going fishing?
That doesn't make sense. Anyways, well, there
what
are
else is he going to eat?
There are two police sketch for both Bigfoot. One of them kind of looks like, I don't know, like a, I don't know, Neanderthal man?
Yeah.
Another one looks like a little bit more
of... looks more like an ape.
More like an ape, right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So they're saying that within the past week, two sightings of Bigfoot have happened. So this just reminds me that there are festivals that take place where enthusiasts of this mythical creature gather.
They're very excited.
And they have Bigfoot mating calls.
Maybe if they use that more often, they'd come out in droves.
There was also accounts of their own Bigfoot sightings.
I actually walked between a female and two little ones and a male.
Between two females and a male.
A whole family.
That's right. Bigfoot Jr.
So then is it big feet?
Yeah.
What's the plural?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyways, there you go. Two possible Bigfoot sightings reported in Northeast Georgia. Again, we're in 2019, guys, and we still have these mythical creatures that are out there.
Well, you know, I think that's a bona fide celebrity tour now. They should go ahead and start.
Northeast Georgia.
Yes.
Bigfoot tours.
Right, exactly.
Right
print
over
up
here.
A map.
Right over here, he was squatting. Right over there, he was using a tree.
That's right. You'll let nature take its course.
We'll let nature take its course.
All right.
Yeah, we'll share that. We'll share the post, all right, on Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show, of this Bigfoot expedition, so you can see for yourself.
I buy all of it.
I buy it all.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
And you thought we'd go this entire show without a story from Florida.
Oh, wow.
No, sir. Florida making the show.
Sweet.
Coming up here in about 15 minutes on 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Number one movie over the weekend at the box office, setting records there. Aladdin, over $100 million for the four-day opening for Memorial Day. And I dropped 50 for that show. So
look at that.
Yeah, you know, wow. And I'll tell you, the movie... If you're like a hardcore fan of the original, the cartoon.
I am.
It does okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it does fine. You know, Will Smith is a different type of genie. He's not going to be Robin Williams.
What makes him different?
That's smart.
Yeah. I mean, he does some things a little bit like the Robin Williams played genie,
He's more like a hip-hop genie, though, right?
A little bit more like a hip-hop genie, sure.
Okay.
Sure, but the story was really good. I think the actors that they had to cast for Jasmine and for Aladdin, they did well. You got to see a little bit more of the dark side of the king's servant, not servant, the king's
Iago,
secondhand man. Iago's the parrot.
Yes,
but the
Jafar.
Parrot, Jafar. Yeah.
Jafar.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, that was the number one movie over the weekend at the box office. Avengers Endgame and John Wick 3. Those were 2 and 3 there. And speaking of movies, Disney now actually confirming. I know that like there had been a rumor that the creators of Game of Thrones were going to start making that Disney Star Wars money. And yes, it's been confirmed. But now fans are like, no, don't let them touch it.
They're gonna mess up Star Wars.
They're going to mess up Star Wars.
They're mad.
Like they messed up Game of Thrones.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, people are still triggered.
I know. So the petition now, of course, people are signing a petition online.
Of course. It's got like 13,000 signatures.
Yeah. I mean, when has this ever worked?
Ben, change can happen.
Okay.
Guys, if we all band together, in a basement with our moms, they can sign it too, then we can make change happen, guys. We can't let them mess up Star Wars and the entire universe.
I know.
I know. We gotta make change happen.
It's a real threat.
We can do it.
Change.org.
We can do it together, guys.
Petition.
Listen, I'm gonna grab some Cheetos. We're gonna have meetings. We're gonna have meetings together. We can send out emails together. We can get our moms. They can sign it too. And they can send it to all their friends. We can send it to our churches. Let's get together. We can make change happen, guys.
That's probably what they're saying. That's probably how they got the 13,000 signatures.
Yeah, from the bedroom of their parents' house.
guys!
So there you go. Star Wars next movie. Yes, that is now confirmed. Setting to hit theaters in 2022 will be done by the creators of Game of Thrones.
Not if we can help it, guys. Guys, we can make a change.
We can make a change. Oh, my God. We'll pass around flyers. Go door to door. Well, no, the sun doesn't do well with my skin. I can't go door to door. I'll send an email, though.
True.
All right, Florida making the show. Coming up after Sunflower on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I feel like just about every day we highlight some sort of story out of the state of Florida because just weird random stuff happens daily. Today, no exception.
A Gainesville man is behind bars on his birthday after police say a surprise party ended in violence.
Oh, no, not on his birthday.
But it's a party.
Oh. No, we're going to find out what happened to Charles.
Charles Preston III turned 26 today.
Oh, happy 26th Charles birthday.
Preston III.
Charles Preston III. I'm going to have a birthday party.
And early this morning, his girlfriend surprised him with a party at their home.
Okay.
This all sounds normal. Girlfriend of the year.
Listen, I surprised my husband when he was my boyfriend with a SpongeBob bowling party.
How is this turning into a news story and turning into a Florida story?
The two were reportedly being physically intimate when...
Oh, hey, sassy time. Yeah.
All right,
Preston
then.
Says his girlfriend accused him of cheating.
Not the time to be accused of cheating.
Let's talk afterwards.
She told GPD he then shoved her and held her in a closet.
Okay.
That's not good.
No. Charles, that's not what we do. Don't sour the family name.
She managed to escape and run down the street. Officers found her at a Circle K on Southwest 34th Street.
Yeah.
She was wearing a onesie covered in chocolate syrup.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're getting a little bit more Florida. Hang on.
Wait a second. That's painting a picture now.
Yeah. Wait. How are the officers going to find Charles, though?
Uh-oh.
At the home, they found Preston also covered in chocolate syrup and whipped cream.
Oh, gosh.
They sound delicious.
There we go. Now it's Florida.
He denied the violence, but was charged with criminal mischief and domestic battery.
Listen, a 26th birthday to remember.
There was chocolate involved. No one should be in a bad mood when you're covered in chocolate having a snack.
With your loved one.
Sure.
On your loved one.
On your loved one. Wait a second. So there you go. Chuck, a.k.a. Charles Preston the Third.
She's at the Circle K in a onesie covered in chocolate.
That's where we go.
I even know where that Circle K is because that's where I went to college. I'm
there
like,
you
maybe
go.
I know these people.
But you I know exactly do. What I'm going to dress up for Halloween this year.
That is Florida.
I wore the onesie covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Making the show on 99.7 DJ. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Don't forget, we got a team Relay for Life. That is coming up on June 7th. And you can join our team. Actually, just text us the word relay, and we'll send you all the information. But obviously, your support helps benefit the American Cancer Society. Kelly's going to be out.
Yes.
Part of that.
Absolutely.
So that'll be cool. Louisville Male High School. So yeah, WDGX.com, or you can just text us the word relay, and we'll send you all that information as Relay for Life is inching closer and closer. All right, Feel Good Stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Wave 3 just posted this. And actually, I didn't know that the National Spelling Bee kicks off here in just about 40 minutes on ESPN. But here we are.
That's and, a sporty sport, sport, sport.
Yeah, and we've got a couple kids here in the listening area that are going to be represented there at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Way better spellers than us.
That's right. Seventh grader at Louisville Collegiate School, Gabriella Villanova. She's 13. She speaks English, Russian, Bulgarian, and is learning Spanish.
Of course she does.
Wow.
Yeah, and so she's going to be competing for the title of National Spelling Bee champion.
OMG.
And then Braden Crowder, he's 13. He goes to Paoli Junior and Senior High School, grew up on a farm, involved in the 4-H program there. So,
and knows how to spell very, very well.
Yes, that's the key factor in both of these kids.
Wow. They'd have to dumb it down quite a bit for us to compete, don't you think?
I mean, we can barely spell our keywords, so yeah. They're on a next level type of smartness.
Yeah, whenever we have contests, occasionally we misspell those words. So.
Occasionally we do. Occasionally we do. But yeah, congrats to a couple students there.
We'll be watching.
Going to be living their best life as it kicks off on ESPN here at about 9:45.
Wait a second. We're going to have to get updates on social media because we get one channel and that's iffy.
Right. So. That's true. That's true. So yeah, Gabriella and Braden living their best life. So congrats and good luck to you guys there competing in the National Spelling Bee. That's your feel good. Do them every hour here. Raise Ford on 99.7 DJ. Lil Nas X, Billy Ray, 99.7 DJX. Love his tweet the other day. When Old Town Road goes diamond, I'm sending all my followers a copy of Phineas and Ferb Season 3 on Blu-ray.
Yes. I'm in. I'm going to have to follow now.
Same.
Well, the show is going to follow. I don't tweet.
I know. I love people are like, well, I need Season 4 too. I mean, you can't just drop in Season 3 and Season, yeah.
So. I've got like one of the movies on Blu-ray, but we watched it incessantly, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, I was reintroduced to Phineas and Ferb, and that was one of those shows that didn't get enough credit.
Well, no, and then one of the creators of that said that, kind of retweeted Lil Nas X and says, my kids think I'm cool now because
Lil Nas X is shouting out Phineas and Ferb.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. There you
little
go.
P&F.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're living their best life there on 99.7 DJX. And, yeah, Aladdin, as we said, number one movie over the weekend at the box office.
So it was really cool. Records. Yeah, Will Smith actually, and he and Jada and Willow snuck into a theater in Calabasas, California.
Oh, cool.
Undetected.
Wow.
Like, waited until the lights went out and then snuck in, watched the whole movie, and then, of course, lights go up and people freak out. So you can see it up, and the video is pretty great. Up at WDJX.com. He also did, you know, he's got a YouTube channel. So he did like this, you know, 17-minute vlog showing all of the press that he's done for this.
Very cool.
And it's pretty intensive. So
my daughter thought he looked like Sean T, that workout guy.
Oh.
When he was, because he's pretty ripped as a genie.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's got abs and you can see he... Definitely spend some time in the gym to get ready for that role.
I just looked up who Sean T is, and I can see it.
Yeah. Well, see, and here's the thing. A lot of people, and I haven't seen it yet, and I was one of those that was a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
about him touching an iconic character like Robin Williams created. And from what everyone says is that he does a fantastic job making his own lane for that character.
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't try to dive too much into the like the slapstick voices and things like that that Robin Williams'
character
did. Yes,
that wasn't his lane. So he created his own version of that character, and a lot of people said he was fantastic and carried the whole movie.
Yeah, we liked it. We saw it. So there you go. Number one movie over the weekend at the box office, Aladdin. Over 100 million. I'm a sucker for 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you miss anything from the show, you can always get us on the podcast. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can listen to our podcast right from there.
There's snackable little portions, or there's the whole kit and caboodle.
Yep, you can get the entire show there too. Hopefully you guys had a good Memorial Day weekend. Maybe you had the day off yesterday. Maybe you spent it like me and getting the meat sweats. Maybe you bought a stove like Kelly.
Yeah, and then I watched a couple of episodes of Hoarders and decided we need to clean the entire house and throw out half of our crap.
Or maybe you educated your mom and your grandma on different words or phrases like Kat did in Florida.
Well, it started that we were going out to eat, and when I asked grandma, where do you want to eat? She said, you choose, Catherine. Would you like to get pizza? And I said, I'm down. Right. I didn't put the connection together, but she immediately looked so worried. She's like, are you, she tenderly holds me. Are you okay?
Why are you feeling down?
And why are you blue?
Why are you down?
And then I didn't get it until like the next day. I was like, why did she do that? My mom goes, because she thought you were sad.
Oh my gosh.
And then I got into a conversation. I'm like, well, you have to tell her next time you see her this week what that means. Down means I'm interested. I'm ready to go.
Right, right.
Which then led to a car conversation educating my parents about millennial terms. Like, she goes, you use so many different words. Like, what does triggered mean? I was like, to be triggered means that, like, something that frustrates you.
I'm fired up.
Extra was another one that we went over. Do you guys use that?
So, yeah, from time to time.
On a limited basis.
Yeah.
Okay, like, to be, like, just over the top.
Yeah, so you were having to educate your parents, your mom and your grandma on some of the words because they were worried about you and your state of being because you were down for pizza.
You know what you need to do? You need to come up with a little dictionary, a little handheld dictionary grandma can keep in her purse so she can rip it she's talking to you.
Here you go,
Nana. Look it up. Look it up.
She's going to think I'm sad every time I want pizza.
No. You just tell her, look it up, Nana. Yeah. You know what that means.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so yeah, hopefully you guys had an extra day to, you know, spend with family and friends and all that, but enjoy yours today. We will talk to you tomorrow.